Welcome to the Smart Center Connection Podcast. My name is Kyle Sargent, and I'm a warm line facilitator for the Smart Center at the University of Memphis. The University of Memphis School of Social Work Smart Research Training and Treatment Center aims to provide evidence-based interventions for school-based mental health programming, increase access for school-based behavioral health programming in underserved areas, offer training on best practices in telebehavioral health, develop opportunities to research in telebehavioral health, and provide direct services to the state's most vulnerable population. You can call the Smart Center at 901-678-1636. Today, I would like to discuss the concept of anxiety disorders. Everyone experiences anxiety through their lives. It's normal to feel nervous when a situation calls for it. Nervousness becomes a disorder when the anxiety that is being felt is not temporary and is not currently warranted. An example of justified nervousness is giving a presentation at work in 5 minutes. An example of anxiety disorder is feeling so anxious for a presentation that you might have to give in the future that you decide it would be best not to work at all. There are several different types of anxiety disorders, but we're going to talk about four. Generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, social anxiety disorder, and various phobia-related disorders. I would also like to discuss the risk factors and treatment plans for anxiety disorders. Generalized anxiety disorder is a condition that most individuals associate with anxiety. Generalized anxiety disorder, or GAD, involves persistent feelings of nervousness or dread that interferes in the individual's daily life. Anxiety that an individual feels from GAD can last months, if not years. Some common symptoms of GAD are feeling restless, wound up, or on edge, being easily fatigued, having difficulties concentrating, being irritable, having headaches, muscle aches, stomach aches, or unexplained pain, difficulty controlling the feeling of worry, and having sleeping problems, such as falling or staying asleep. Panic disorder involves frequent and unexpected panic attacks. Panic attacks are sudden periods of intense fear, discomfort, or senses of losing control when there is no clear danger or trigger. It is possible to have a panic attack but not suffer from panic disorder. During a panic attack, an individual might experience racing or pounding heart, sweating, trembling, or tingling, chest pains, feelings of impending doom, or feelings of being out of control. It's common for an individual suffering from panic attack to avoid certain places, behaviors, or situations to lessen the chance of a future panic attack. Panic attacks frequently range from several times a day to a few times a year. Social anxiety disorder is another anxiety disorder a lot of people heard of. Social anxiety disorder is the intense and persistent fear of being watched and judged by others. It's common for people suffering from social anxiety disorder to feel fear so intense that they feel that it is out of their control. This has led many people suffering from social anxiety disorder to stop going to work, attending school, or doing everyday tasks. Someone suffering from the social anxiety disorder might experience blushing, sweating, or trembling, racing or pounding heart, stomach aches, rigid body posture, or speaking with an overly soft voice, difficulties making eye contact or being around people they don't know, and feelings of self-consciousness or fear that people will judge them negatively. Finally, phobia-related disorders are related to a phobia or an intense fear or aversion of a specific object or situation. While phobias have an understandable basis, the fear that an individual feels is out of proportion compared to the actual danger the situation or object could cause them. Individuals with a phobia can experience irrational or excessive worrying regarding object or situation, take active steps to avoid interacting with feared objects or situations, and an excessive or irrational reaction to an encounter with the feared object or situation. Some common phobias are flying, heights, blood, injections in certain animals. Risk factors. There are both genetic and environmental factors that may contribute to the chances of someone developing an anxiety disorder. However, there are some factors that make the chances of developing an anxiety disorder more likely. These factors include shyness or feeling distress or nervousness in new situations in childhood, exposure to stressful and negative life or environmental events, and a history of anxiety or other mental disorders in biological relatives. The symptoms of anxiety can be intensified by physical health condition like thyroid problems or heart. The 10 symptoms of anxiety can be intensified by health conditions like thyroid problems or heart arrhythmia or caffeine or other substance medications. Treatment and therapies. Once diagnosed, there are several treatment plans that a trained healthcare professional can implement, determining on the severity of the individual's anxiety. Psychotherapy involves cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, which teaches people to think differently about a situation so they can be less anxious, and acceptance and commitment therapy, or CAT, which utilizes mindfulness to reduce discomfort and anxiety. Another method of treatment is the use of medications. Some medications for anxiety must be used sparingly, and an individual would have to be weaned off of them gradually, but they have been proven to be effective. One of the final methods to treat an anxiety disorder is to participate in support groups. Joining self-help groups can allow an individual to share their problems and accomplishments. There are even support groups that are available online for individuals who didn't have the time or resources to attend in person. To ensure you're receiving the best care, make sure to consult with a trained healthcare professional to determine if you're suffering from an anxiety disorder and what is your best treatment plan option. Thank you for listening to the Smart Center podcast. If you need any resources or services from the Smart Center, contact us at 901-678-1636.